Subdue. Say that with me. The executive order. Subdue. An executive order sent down from the president or the government means that no one can stand in your way. From every organization, every city, everything nationally and even globally has to get out of your way. Because you've been authorized and delegated an authority, an executive order. No one can stand in the way of it. So we want to take a look at this, but in the book of Genesis, the book of James is where it starts. And it's so important that we know who we are today. You know, you hear that phrase a lot. You need to know who you are, but think about it, ponder it. Think deeply about it, pray over that. Ask God, do you really know? Are you fully aware of what you carry having the Spirit of God on the inside of you? Are you reaching forth to your full potential, or are you kind of half-stepping, compromising, just bumping along, being average? Should be nothing average about you. About five amens with the rest of y'all, you too. So in Genesis, if we go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, let me say this as you go there. God's original purpose and intent for mankind, even after the fall of Adam, never changed. God's original purpose and intent never changed. All right, so let's read two verses here, actually, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit, somebody say Spirit. I want you to keep that in mind. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, I just want you to capture that in your mind. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Now, let me give you a definition before we go to the second verse that I want to read in Genesis 1. The word Spirit there, the word Spirit is with a capital, is the word Ruach, R-U-A-C-H, Ruach in the Hebrew. I want you to take note of this. It means wind or breath. It means to hover, to brood, or to vibrate. And if you were here Wednesday night, we took a look at God vibrations. And, you know, I encourage you to get this whole series and listen to it over and over. There's a lot of meat in here that will really help you to not only be steadfast, but to move forward in possessing territories. Amen. In pulling down strongholds and pushing the enemy out of your territory. I mean, you don't need to let the enemy stay in your guest room. Amen. He ain't got no business in your house all the time. Now, let me give you a definition again of the word. The word Spirit is the word Ruach. It means wind or breath, to hover, to brood, or to vibrate. It also means, and this is a definition of it, the breath imparts, and I want you to get this, the breath imparts warlike. Someone say warlike. The breath imparts warlike executive and administrative power and energy to men. So, chapter 1, verse 2, that breath, that wind, that ruach, that spirit was vibrating, brooding over creation and imparting warlike, executive, and administrative power and energy into the earth realm. Do we have that? Warlike. Somebody say warlike. I find that interesting simply because, well, let me read this next verse and it'll make a lot more sense to you. Give me that first chapter, verse 28. Actually, verse 26 through 28. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Somebody say, over. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, number one, be fruitful. Number two, multiply. Number three, replenish the earth. Number four, subdue it. And number five, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Okay, say this with me. Number one, fruitful. Two, multiply. Three, replenish. Four, subdue. Five, dominion. Okay, I want to focus on number four. Everything God created was perfect and beautiful. But here, he says to the man, be fruitful. Wonderful. No problem. Multiply. Wonderful. Amen. Easy. Replenish. Okay, gotcha. All the seed was in the earth. It appeared. Replenishing. But then he said, and subdue. Now the word subdue, if there was nothing there, there were no weeds. You had to pull no weeds. Work didn't create sweat. Not in the garden. It wasn't the sweat of the brow. It was nothing difficult, nothing unpleasant. 72 at night, 78 during the day. The stars sang, the creation sang. Everything was paradise. But yet the Lord said to the man, we're going to put in the man the ability to subdue. Now, in chapter 1, verse 2, we see that as the Spirit brooded, when it breathed, the first word is warlike. He breathed an executive order into the earth. Why did God do that? Because he knew once the atmosphere was cleared up, the rebel spirits would appear. Satan, a third of the fallen angels that had already been. You see, the devil was trying to get up to heaven. He had control of the earth. You have to understand, he wasn't even the angel, you know, the man. He wasn't. As a matter of fact, you read his testimony or his testifony, he said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. The stars were other angels. So he wasn't even number one. Y'all give him too much credit. He was an anointed cherub, but he wasn't number one. And he wasn't even in heaven. He could go back and forth to heaven, but he was on the earth. He said, I'll sit in the sides of the north. I'll be as God. He wanted to be like God, but he wasn't like God. Man was created like God. He was created out of nothing. So understand that. Put him in his place in your mind. And know that it ain't some mega warfare between him and God. To God, it's not even this, but if I can do it this way, it's like, is over. You remember how your parents or your grandparents, when you start acting up in church or something, they give you that look. Let me take it a little further. All God would have to do is look. He's gone. He's through. So it ain't no cosmic. You have to understand that. Let's take it a little further. God put the Ruach in you and me. It's something warlike. as far as an executive order. See, that's why you don't, that's why it irks you. You don't like the, when you see injustice, when you see stuff going on that ain't right, it irks you. Even though you might not have a, you know, legal right to do anything about it, it messes with you. Because it's in you. Tell somebody there's something in you. And that something is from God. That executive and administrative power is the seat of your emotions, it's the seat of your mental acts, it's the seat of your character, and it's your mind. That's how we are wired. All right? So I want you to see that. There's a warlike executive and administrative power and energy when God breathed into the man. That same Ruach came into us. You see, God's going to rule the earth through man. How many know your body will talk? I want to give you some of this before we get into this. Your body talks. Tell somebody, listen to your body. Amen. Your body will talk on either high or low frequencies. You know, the pain even is a sensory perceptor. You know, when you feel pain, you know, a lot of times you just, hey, recognize your body's talking to you. When you feel like you need something to eat or whatever, you know, rest. But when your body is vibrating on a higher frequency, you're sharper. You know, at the end of the day, when you put in a long day and all you want to go home do is go home and eat and go to bed, get you some rest, you've become mentally fatigued. How many know you're not real sharp? Mentally, you're not sharp. You're not sharp emotionally. To all you husbands, beware. Because your wife, is it 10,000 words a day? 15,000. 15? Oh, women have 25,000 words per day. Men have 10,000. Sometimes you done had 12,000 words. And you come home tired and she only had 15,000. So she got 10,000 words she need to say to you, but you are emotionally drained. Tell the brother, beware. If you ain't listening, you better act like you listening. but see, when you get on that low frequency, you're not sharp mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I say it this way: fatigue can make a coward out of you. When you're really tired, you know, something normally you can just whiz on through and you know you got it. When you're real tired, it's like, hey, go ahead, man. Take my wallet. Go ahead, you know. Whatever you want to do, man. Your keys to the car.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.
I know just why you came. Rescue and reclaim, to purchase what was rightly yours, to make a way at last, redeem my broken past, and be the promise that endures. That's what you did for me, and I'm so grateful. There's only one thing left to say. Hallelujah.